Hi there. Hello. Hello. Before we get to the show, real quick, I do have an announcement. I have half of an announcement, really. I'm sorry to say that this is going to be the last week of this podcast, for the foreseeable future, at least, and at least in this form. But for now, I had an opportunity pop up that I could not possibly turn down. I'm very excited about it, but yeah, I'm sad to be stepping away from this. I love doing this. I want to bring some version of this back before too long. Maybe it's going to be later in the day or something. I don't know, but I do love this, and I appreciate each and every one of you that you know, make this a part of your day. So thank you for being a part of this with me and for all the support. It means the world to me. I can't possibly thank you enough. But I'm still here this week, still here all week, so let's get going. It's Monday, September 25th, 2023, and it starts right now. Okay. All right. It's First Thing with Kevin Mann. There's a ton of stuff going on today. I feel like this is going to be a long show. Before we get to the news, a few celebrity birthdays. Rapper slash actor Donald Glover, rapper slash actor T.I., and rapper slash actor Will Smith. That's kind of wild. All celebrating birthdays today. Also, Catherine Zeta-Jones, I wish she rapped. Singer Rosalia, Scottie Pippen, Mark Hamill, and Michael Douglas. Happy birthday, y'all. And today, September 25th, 2023, is Yom Kippur. It began at sunset last night and ends at nightfall tonight. It's the holiest day of the year in Judaism, a day for solemn reflection and atonement, a day for prayer and meditation in the Jewish community. We always start with the top story. The big one here this morning, it broke last night. The Writers Guild and the Hollywood studios have reached a tentative deal to end the strike. It's been just about 5 months, 146 days since May 2nd. Around 11,500 members of the Writers Guild have been off the job. This is a three-year contract agreement that still has to be approved by the union's board and members, which is expected to happen soon. And with that, a bunch of the daytime and late-night talk shows can return to work, but there is still the SAG-AFTRA strike. That one's not over. So Hollywood is still not quite back to business as usual, but this is a giant step in that direction. Also, side note here, you remember how Drew Carey was paying for lunch at a certain restaurant in Burbank for any WGA members during the strike? Well, as of now, this just came out, that bill is right around $500,000. I'd have to imagine that he's extra happy the strike is ending. Okay, getting into sports here. I'll start with a sad one. A former professional hockey player lost his life over the weekend. Nick Kardelis. He was on the Anaheim Ducks for a few years. A lot of people might know him as the former fiance of Savannah Chrisley. Well, he was on his motorcycle when he reportedly ran a stop sign and hit an SUV. He was 29 years old. Some football news now. The Dolphins scored the most points of any team since 1966 yesterday when they beat the Broncos 70-20. That was a franchise record for them. They have now joined the very exclusive 70-point club. Nice job, Dolphins. There's a different one out of Chicago. $100,000 worth of equipment was reportedly stolen from Soldier Field, the home of the Bears. This burglary took place last week. The thieves took riding mowers and other utility vehicles. As of now, no arrests have been made. Police are investigating, and more on my Bears coming up in a minute. Lastly here, in case you missed this, we now know who will perform at Super Bowl 58 in Vegas in February. It's Usher. Truly one of the best performers around. He really is a great choice for this. They announced this news with a video featuring Kim Kardashian. I have that up in our Instagram stories if you want to see it, at First Thing Pod. Also, Usher announced a new album coming early next year as well, his first since 2016. So big things happening for the guy. All right, on to entertainment news here. There's a lot here. First, the big one, more football news. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce confirmed all the rumors about the two of them. We didn't know much. He did say that he invited her to a game to see him play. And there she was in his suite with his mom as the Chiefs just destroyed my Chicago Bears 41-10 yesterday. Yikes. They lost more than some lawnmowers, right? Anyway, Taylor was there with Donna Kelce cheering on as Travis caught a pass for a touchdown. Taylor and Travis even left the stadium together for all to see. So seems like there's something there. Kind of set the internet on fire last night. Another relationship news, Hulk Hogan is a married man. His third marriage, he and a younger gal named Sky Daly got married in a small ceremony in Florida on Friday. I do, brother. Congrats. There are a few more rumored new couples out there getting a lot of attention. First, Pete Davidson and an actress named Madeline Klein are reportedly dating. You might know her from the show Outer Banks if you watch that. Also, Leonardo DiCaprio is said to be dating an Italian model named Vittoria Ceretti. They were together at Milan Fashion Week. And yeah, I know everyone's always curious about the age of the women he spends his time with. She's 25, he's 48. Lastly, as Joe Manganiello goes through his divorce from Sofia Vergara, he is said to be dating an actress named Caitlin O'Connor. She was on the recently canceled HBO show Winning Time. In other news, as he gears up for his hosting duties on a new season of Dancing with the Stars, Alfonso Ribeiro is recovering from a concussion. He got hit in the head with a baseball at his son's baseball game, right in the back of the head. Honestly, that's a very Carlton thing to have happened to him. He said he was out of it for like 3 days, but he's doing better now. In charity news, Kevin Costner just hosted the 805 Live event to raise funds for first responders, and the guest list had some real A-listers on it. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle were there, Oprah and Ellen DeGeneres, Maroon 5 performed. I don't know exactly how much money was raised, but I know a table at this event was going for $12,000. In sports bar news, Justin Timberlake and Tiger Woods just got together to open a brand new one in New York City. It's got everything you could possibly want out of a sports bar. This place is huge. It even has a 200-inch TV, which is said to be the biggest TV in New York. It's called T-Squared Social. Lastly here, more on Russell Brand. He released a video this weekend denying the allegations against him. It was his first time speaking out about the situation. He thanked his fans for their support. He talked a lot about the laws and said that he plans to discuss this more in depth on his YouTube channel soon. All right, on to movie and TV news. Now, first, we'll start with that weekly look at the theater. It was another slow weekend. The Nun 2 was once again number one, but it was very close. It brought in $8.4 million, while The Expendables 4 made $8.3 million. That was the worst opening for any of those Expendables movies. A Haunting in Venice was third. This is kind of a strange one, but someone online pointed out that Pauly Shore looks a lot like a younger Richard Simmons, and that post quickly snowballed into a grassroots movement to get Pauly Shore to star as Richard Simmons in a biopic. Pauly Shore responded to this and said he loves the idea and he's been in touch with Richard. But now, according to TMZ, Richard Simmons is not interested. He wants to live a quiet life out of the spotlight, but never say never, who knows? An update now on a story that went around last week. While Robert De Niro will be doing an ad for Uber, he will not be reprising his role from Taxi Driver. It was all a lie. It's not true. He is still doing something, though. In TV news, Neil Patrick Harris has joined the cast of Doctor Who. It's the Doctor Who 60th anniversary special, just three episodes coming in November. And yeah, NPH is going to star as an old villain called the Toymaker. I've got a trailer for that up in our Instagram stories. In Netflix news, we finally got a trailer for the upcoming Squid Game competition show. It looks just like Squid Game, but nobody dies. The contestants are participating in less violent versions of the activities in the show, and they're doing it for $4.56 million. That's a crazy amount of money for a game show. 456 contestants, $4.56 million. I have that trailer up on our stories as well, and the show's going to be out November 22nd. In other streaming news, Amazon will start showing ads next year on Prime Video. They announced a higher price, ad-free version, so you can pay to avoid the commercials if you want to. That's great. That's expected to start in early 2024. And lastly, Max just added a British dating show called Naked Attraction. Very classy one here. Contestants choose their mate by seeing them without clothes on. Not safe for kids. What are people watching today and tonight? The Buccaneers host the Eagles in Monday Night Football. Amazon has the Victoria's Secret The Tour 23 special on tonight. The Voice is back. Season 24 premieres tonight with Reba McEntire, Niall Horan, John Legend, and Gwen Stefani all in those coaches' chairs. Gordon Ramsay's Kitchen Nightmares is back as well. It's been a while for that show. The premiere is on Fox tonight. Fox also has the second season premiere of Special Forces World's Toughest Test. And on FX, it's the series finale of the show Breeders, all on tonight.
And now, let's enjoy an intermission.
This show is supported by AG1. AG1 is very important to me. I've been a customer long before they joined the show, and they kind of legitimized this show. So thank you to AG1 for letting me do this. For the last couple of years, I do appreciate you. drinkag1.com/first thing. That's where you go to support the show and support yourself. Your health is so important, and this is such an easy way, a cost-effective way to take care of yourself. Less than $3 a day, you mix it into a glass of water in the morning and you're set. It's good for gut health, focus and energy, immune health, all the things. Drinkag1.com/first thing. Go there, you're getting a free 1-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase, okay? Take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Right? Okay, yes, yes, and music now. Some follow-up to something I've mentioned a handful of times. The 2023 Global Citizen Festival went down this weekend. Lauryn Hill reunited the Fugees for it. The Red Hot Chili Peppers were out there. Busta Rhymes, Lotto, a bunch more. The festival reportedly raised more than $240 million to fight world hunger. That's amazing. In other concert news, a handicapped man named John Hetherington had tickets to see Beyonce in Seattle, but he couldn't make it. The airplane wasn't able to accommodate his wheelchair. That is so heartbreaking. So Beyonce, she heard about this and she flew him to Houston to see her show. She paid for everything. She met him. He got to meet Beyonce. I have his Instagram linked in our stories right now if you want to see some photos and videos of his experience. It's pretty rad. Nice job, Beyonce. Ticketmaster is trying something a little different for Olivia Rodrigo's upcoming tour. They're trying to crack down on scalpers. So if you buy tickets, those tickets will not be issued to you at the time of purchase. You'll get your tickets 72 hours before the show. This has been done before. It's not brand new, but the issue of scalping and online resale has been such a huge topic since Taylor's Eras Tour went on sale. We'll see if this helps. Lastly, Lenny Kravitz has been trending this weekend. Not only did he kick off the iHeartRadio Music Festival in Vegas on Friday, but he joined TikTok and brought back his huge scarf. His giant scarf went viral like 10 years ago, and he just dug it out for his first ever TikTok video. I have that up in our Instagram stories if you want to see it. Okay, some additional headlines here on this Monday morning. It was an eventful weekend for a lot of folks on the East Coast. Tropical storm Ophelia brought heavy rain. It started Saturday in North Carolina and moved north from there, slowly weakening along the way. It left a lot of people without power. There was quite a bit of flooding up and down the coast. And now a new tropical storm, Felipe, is said to be brewing in the Atlantic, one after another. In political news, a few things here. First, this is a big story. A Democratic senator from New Jersey, Bob Menendez, and his wife were just indicted on federal bribery charges. He's denying the charges, but a lot of politicians on both sides of the aisle are calling for his resignation. He said he's not going anywhere, though. Bob and his wife, Nadine, are accused of accepting more than $120,000 in bribes. As the story goes, he's received envelopes stuffed with cash and even gold bars. We'll see where it goes. Elsewhere in politics, while Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was in the U.S. making his case for more monetary support, he met with President Biden, who gave that support. He announced a new $325 million aid package for Ukraine. And now the political story getting the most attention this week will be the pending shutdown. If Congress can't figure out a new spending package in the next few days, yeah, we're looking at a shutdown. And that's going to affect a ton of stuff, like millions of government employees across the country getting paid. They have until Saturday to get something approved. Now, in space news, I love this. This is a big deal. Yesterday, some asteroid samples landed safely in Utah. This was a 7-year mission launched by NASA, and it was a success. They launched this Explorer in 2016. It has traveled almost 4 billion miles, and now we have the largest asteroid sample we've ever had on Earth. It's going to be transported to Houston today, and scientists will remove the lid and inspect the sample tomorrow. Honestly, it's not much. It's like a cup of rubble. Planning on analyzing the rocks for at least 2 years, though. And that asteroid may pass close enough to hit Earth in the year 2182. So they say this could potentially help with an asteroid deflection plan. In other news from the sky, a dog farted for 13 hours straight during a flight from Paris to Singapore. As a little bulldog mix, and not only did he stink, but his gas was reportedly quite loud as well. The couple sitting next to the dog file a complaint with the airline once they landed and were just awarded $1,400. A happy ending for everyone. Lastly, in food news, Chipotle is giving away 20,000 quesadillas today. It's National Quesadilla Day. So they teamed up with DoorDash. You have to be a Dash Pass member to get this. The promo code will be revealed on TikTok at exactly 2 p.m. Eastern. If this sounds like something you'd be into, 2 p.m. Eastern. Good luck and happy National Quesadilla Day. Okay. I always end the show with some good news, something positive. Today, it's a marvel of modern medicine. For just the second time, surgeons transplanted a genetically modified pig's heart into the body of a human being. A man named Lawrence Fawcett from Maryland was dying, and he had the opportunity to undergo this experimental surgery. And he's good now. He's up, he's talking, he's joking. It's still very risky with a lot of unknowns, but for now he seems fine. He said, quote, "Nobody knows from this point forward. At least now I have hope and I have a chance. I will fight tooth and nail for every breath I can take." It's just, it's amazing. He said that while a pig's heart was pumping inside of him. It's insane, it's incredible. I wish him the best, really. I wanna follow that story. And the show is over
the
now.
The show is over now.
Okay, there you go. Four more, guys, four more shows. I know how much some of you love and depend on the show every day, and I promise you I love it just as much. Thank you for being a part of it. As I said earlier, I'm still here all week, so I'll be back tomorrow with a brand new rundown of everything. We'll talk then. Have a good Monday.